Daxne.
And I'm Zoe.
And you're listening to
Songcast,
your local Shazam.
In each episode, we will cover history of music genres and featuring upcoming releases from emerging local artists.
From rock, hip-hop, R&B, and country, trust, we have covered you with all the bops. Now,
sit back, relax, get your beverage of choice, and let Songcast bless your ears.
So usually I like to start off with a music quote. So the music quote of the day is, music happens to be an art form that transcends to language.
So right now you are listening to TMWYL, Tell Me What You Like, baby, by Katrina. So your song of the day.
We will be discussing pop music. So welcome, Katrina. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us.
Yeah, how are you? I'm good. I'm just at home. Today's my day off from my very busy week. So I'm at home. I'm getting some chill time. So it's good.
So pop music, let's get into it. Some may say that pop music became popular in the 60s from the effects of Beatlemania, which brought rock and pop music to the U.S. charts. Or some people say that Michael Jackson in 1969 hitting number one with I Want You Back by Jackson 5. But pop, as we know, music used elements from R&B, dance, Latin, and other styles. With that being all said, what artists influenced you growing up?
I mean, I grew up listening to a lot of classic rock. Like, that was what my mom listened to. So, like, Alanis Morissette, Heart. She really liked this Canadian band called The Headstones, too. So we listened to that a lot. But also in terms of kind of, like, the business side of things, Rihanna has always influenced me. Her music, for one thing, but also just like her business, how she's doing like modeling and acting, and she has her own brands and platforms and stuff like that. So that really inspires me. And then of course you have all the basic ones, you know, you got like Kelly Clarkson and like Avril Lavigne and all those good ones. So I would say that's what inspired me growing up for sure.
And I have a little like controversial topic. This is for the table. Everybody can, you know, Dax, and you can put your two cents in. So what pop artist do you think holds the crown as the queen, king, or royalty of pop right now?
Okay, so of course we know Michael Jackson will forever be the king of pop. Queen of pop. Yes, girl, sip your water, because I don't know either. I have no idea. It's tough, you know? Everyone's tussling to be the crowned queen of pop. At the moment, I don't know. A lot of artists are very versatile these days, so it's kind of hard to settle onto one thing. Right now, I'll give like some royal elects and give some princess crowns and prince crowns to certain artists, you know? Like Rihanna can be the princess of pop, but you know, she does R&B and she does everything else. So we'll just give it in whole alternative princess and prince of pop.
Even, I know Billie Eilish, I wouldn't consider her pop, but when she does do pop, she kills it. So yes. I would give her a nice title. But yeah, I think she's pretty good.
Y'all said the good ones. I'm here like,
It's a hard question, for sure.
Yeah,
it is.
There's so many artists you want to give their flowers to, because it is just so many pop girlies. There's so many pop icons out right now. I guess for me, at the current moment, I would say Miss Lady Gaga for myself. I'm like,
true. Yeah. That's actually a good one. She kind of slipped my mind for a bit, but I would say, yeah, she definitely probably takes a kick on that one.
So TMWYL is the song of the day. So what is the inspiration behind the song?
Yeah, so that song, it's a TMWYL, the acronym for Tell Me What You Like, because that's what I say over and over in the chorus. But the inspiration behind the song is basically, you know, you're infatuated with someone, or you're talking with someone, and you're involved with someone, but you have this feeling in the back of your mind, like you're not that person that they're infatuated with, or you're not the person that they're admiring. So you're kind of trying to like figure out who that person is, what they're like, so that you can now become that person. But it's kind of, it's the flow between like, you know, feeling like you have to change yourself to be more, to feel more worthy for that person. But then in the end of the song, it's kind of like, no, like that's never worth it. And you should never change yourself for someone else, because who's meant for you will like you for who you are, you know, not make you feel self-conscious and make you feel like you're not good enough.
I feel like that was a song that was meant to be, especially with the story behind it. And you are given such, I'm going to give you a nice Disney like speech, like you don't have to fall for the guy, it's all about you only. And I'm like, yes, period.com, that's as it should be, especially nowadays. You gotta tell these girls it's them first, always them first.
I want to get into the music video, because I loved it. I love the storyline, the production for Tell Me What You Like. Can you please get into how'd you come up with the idea? It was so creative.
Thank you. Yes. So it was a team effort. My initial idea was like that kind of similar thing, but a lot more simplified. Like I was literally thinking like one location, one shot, just like different color lighting, same like TV thing. And then I was sitting with my good friends, Kari Safari and Joseph Royal, and I was telling them this concept because I wanted them to help me with the video. Basically, the whole premise is that like I'm clicking through different channels of different types of girls, and all these girls are trying to be something to impress the guy, and in the end of it they're just not able to achieve that. And then they're all, and then by the end of the video they're like, you know, I don't care about this guy, I'm gonna walk away because I don't need him and I don't feel like myself, or whatever it is, right? So, or they don't feel respected. And so from me watching myself be all these different characters, the TV shows basically inspire me to walk away from the situation that I'm in, right?
So when it comes to your creative style, your creative process, do you mind just taking the listeners on a whole journey on your brain on how it comes up to your songwriting? And I guess you already told us how it came up with your music, but like your music videos, but how is it the whole process?
Whether it's a beat, or let's say I'm playing it on my guitar, I'll just play those four chords probably for like 10 minutes or so. And every like 4 to 8 bars, I'll just try to completely switch up the melody. And then what I'll do is eventually I'll find a melody that I really like. And I'm like, okay, this is the hook or the chorus. Okay, this can be the bridge. This can be, you know, and then once I have that freestyle on my phone, I go back to listen to it the next day or something else. And then I'll pick my favorite parts, and then I'll start building the structure. Once I have the structure of the melodies, then I know like the cadence of each sentence, and then I start building in the lyrics. But usually I already have, I'm a very visual person, so I usually already can like visualize what the song is about, or hear it kind of in the tone or the different words that I said through the freestyle that will kind of build the story. So I usually like to have like a beginning, middle, and end, you know, so there's like a package of what the song is about. That's usually how I do it, yeah.
So what does 2023 have in store for Katrina?
Project I have coming out, I'm pretty sure I'm going to call it Bliss. And it is basically an experimental EP, kind of based around, I guess, like meditation and stuff like that. I've never done anything like it, but I had this idea a few months ago, and I'm like, I want to make an EP where there's no lyrics. It's just like melodies and harmonies and singing and just like flowing and just trying to fill in that sonic space. So that's what I've been working on, and there's 3 songs on it. I just got booked at what's the place called, for February 11th, I got booked at, from 8 to 11, I got booked to perform at, what's it called, it's called
drum roll,
Pogue Mahone, I don't know, 777 Bay Street. It's like a restaurant or something. I don't know. I've never been there, but they booked me to perform. So I'll be there doing that. So get some food, come vibe.
Where can people find you?
I'm pretty sure everywhere it's Katrina Anastasia. So Katrina. And then on everything like TikTok and Instagram, it's Katrina.Anastasia. So Katrina.Anastasia. YouTube, same thing, Katrina Anastasia, Facebook, all that good stuff.
Thank you for coming to our virtual studio today. I know it was like, you know, a lot of things going on, but you made it, came through. Thank you so much.
Yes.
And your song cast of the day is TMWYL. Tell me what you like. The next week's genre is rock. Well, thank you all for listening and
thank
have
you.
A nice week. You better get your floaties on because you're treading.